Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. It's estimated that some 350 million monarch butterflies will arrive in Texas as part of an annual fall migration to Mexico.
They hit the Panhandle and Red River in mid-September. They'll hit Central Texas first week in October. The best place is kind of the west central portion of the state. They are not as common in certainly in East Texas and then along the coast.
Mike Quinn is an invertebrate biologist for Texas Parks and Wildlife. Monarchs make the long trip, surviving on nothing more than flower nectar. And yes, there is a visual difference between the males and the females.
The male monarchs have black spots in the middle of the upper side of the hind wings, and female monarchs lack those.
The Texas Parks and Wildlife's Monarch Watch program enlists the services of more than 500 volunteers to help collect data on the species during its migration.
We recruit volunteers of all ages and backgrounds all across the state. We have over 500 people that keep calendars. That's one of the most helpful bits of information that people collect for us.
Volunteer information is available on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.